Blog Talk Radio.
Yellow desert stream, my shangri-la.
and you are tuned to Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vincent the Bay. Welcome to the program. Your calls take priority here. The number is 347-826-7667. I have a lump in my throat. Let me take care of something here. A little feedback there. A little feedback party. It's a Sunday night party in the chat room. Happy to have Constantine, Blue Sky, East Coast, Guest 4, Guest 6, Liberal American, and Trust Claire holding it down with in the chat room. Liberal American, welcome to the program here. This is sort of a vaudevillian mixed review type show. And we can throw in, we can zest it up with some politics. I know you're a liberal American, so you probably have some, it's the name, the title of your Blog Talk Radio handle. It is your Blog Talk Radio handle. So I'm wondering if you aren't, anxious to talk about something political, I'm sure. It's been the weekend. Constantine will juggle for us later on the program. Stick around for that. And he's also pasted a lovely photo of some work, some sort of thing he did that was inspired by Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. And it looks like also inspired by a heavy amount of LSD. Thanks for sharing, Constantine. Appreciate that. If you want to join me here on the air, it's as easy as 1-347-826-7667. Your calls take priority. If not, I'm just going to wing it. That's how we do it here. I want to thank, oh my God, my computer's freezing on me here. Lovely. Anyways, yes, the number 347-826-7667. Let me see if I can if I can't adhere to this. Anywho, there we go. Wow, Constantine is just going. Oh, he reposted that. Did you repost that, or did I scroll up on the timeline? I'm losing my mind here, kids. That's why I need you to give me a call at 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. And I got some things on my mind. I don't want to throw down my agenda just yet. I want to feel things out here. Also, what I just said there translates to, I need a vamp here for a second because I'm dancing around like a ballerina from the waist down, and because I have to go pee-pee. So I think I'm going to step out and do that. And while I do that, here's Stepping Out with the Gap from the Gap Band right here on Disorderly Conduct. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Thank you. tuned to Disorderly Conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay. Vince DeBay back here with you on Disorderly Conduct, taking your calls. And we go straight to the phone lines from the 651. Go ahead, identify yourself.
Hey, how you doing? International Booby from Minneapolis.
International Booty or Booby.
Yeah. Booby, yeah.
All right. Okay, dude. I'm not going to give you shit about your name.
Oh, thank you.
So I caught you on Kala's show a little bit earlier, and I also noticed in the chat room you're really pissed off.
Man, I'm
because you couldn't get on the air. Do you want to vent now what you were wanting to get in then?
Well, actually, all I really
just
wanted
to do tell us what you wanted to say. What did you want to get off your chest?
Well, I didn't really want to say anything. I just wanted to network with them because it sounded like they were doing something, like putting something together. So I wanted to put my link in the chat room or give them my number or converse to see if they wanted to converse so we can do something on the streets instead of YouTube. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And I seen, I, you know, I
but when you do this on the street, but just to clarify, when you do this on the street, you're going to film it and then put it on YouTube, though, right?
Yeah, I've already done that. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
And I, you know, I involve myself in the
community. Technically, it is going to be on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I involve myself in the community. You know, and I go, you know, and make sure that everything is cool. But I just, like I said, I just want to.
Oh wait, are you one of these community organizers?
I am a community organizer.
Oh, my
God. Helping.org is the website, but I'm not no regular community organizer.
Oh, boy.
I'm for real, you know. I don't take the contributions and scrounge them.
You're not mixed up with this Acorn deal, are you?
No. Mm-mm. More like grassroots. A lot of organizations that are nonprofit don't want to work with me because they don't want to solve the problem because then they'll be out of a job. So they kind of shun away from me. So I'm kind of, you know, I do it on my own.
Okay, sole proprietor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good. Small businessman.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to basically network, but I ain't, you know, I ain't tripping. But see, like I said, I knew that they saw my
I'm
hand
tripping,
up.
Yeah.
Offended because I knew my hand was up in the queue, so I was in that after show. So it was like, they should have just
said.
Oh,
shit, was your hand, did you say your hand was not up in the queue?
I said my hand was up in the queue.
Oh, it was, yeah. On Cali's show, but was it up at mine, though?
I don't know. This is my first time on
I think
show.
I just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you even put your hand up.
Yeah, I did. I pushed one.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, like I said,
because I hate that when I put people on and they're like, I didn't raise my hand. I'm just listening.
Right, yeah, that's weird. So,
right,
yeah,
sorry,
I have my own talk show on Sunday nights, Fixing America, so I pretty much know how the switchboard works. That's why I got offended because, you know, just say no, you don't want to talk to me instead of me thinking that the switchboard's not working, you know?
Yeah.
That's all. So what show?
Yeah, well, I think Cali goes off on tangents, and I think he loses track of the chat room, and I don't think he saw any of that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that,
you notice that, you notice how he does a show basically on speakerphone? You know why?
Right.
You know why? It's because he just does it on his computer, right? But
right.
But it always sounds like he's on speakerphone because he's probably doing other shit.
Oh, I'm trying to too much multitask.
You know what I'm talking? You know what I'm talking about? He's like
always
sounds like he's like across the room.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Exactly.
It's like, hey, Cali, hey, come over here. The show's over here. Take it off speakerphone, dude.
Yeah, I do my show. I do it by myself. I'm, you know, the only one talking. I'm fairly new, so a lot of people don't call in. So I have to basically cue the chat room, talk, type at the same time, have two screens up, and then I have my Facebook and my YouTube just in case I want to post some links. So doing that's a lot, you know, let alone if I was doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your show usually about?
This.
I can dig it.
This is bullshit, dude. I try to get I try to make it a call-in show, and call in about whatever. Ideally, people let their hair down and just, put it out there.
Good. I like to
keep
do that.
Keep it real. Keep it raw.
Oh, yeah.
Concise, to the point. You know, like, this is BTR. It's like we're all in this together, right? So pimp your show. I'll scratch your back. You scratch mine. You can be the guest on my show. I can be the guest on your show. You know, if you hang around BTR long enough, you'll be essentially like a pundit, or you'll be known as being a host. I don't know if you've gotten BTR fever yet, where you just do it. Where you do it, like, at least for me, the first time I found out, really understood what BTR was, I was on it nonstop for at least 48 hours straight.
Oh yeah, I ain't got the bug yet. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting there. But yeah, I like to vent a little bit. I can't stand it when people talk about the problem and talk about the problem and talk about how we got to the problem and then what we might do, but nobody actually does nothing. Just bitch. Complain. But then when it's time, okay, well, I can fly out to New Jersey and I can organize your event and you don't have to pay for nothing. I'll do all the work. All you got to do is just ride around and tell me where to go and I'll do everything. Oh, no, man, I can't do that, man. Unbelievable. That really, it's not too many fakers, you know? So everybody wants to be a preacher. Just fake, talk.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And speaking of jugglers, here's Constantine.
Word.
What's going on, Constantine? Constantine, you might be muted on your end. I don't know. I have you unmuted, bro. Yeah, Constantine. I think Constantine had the same problem on Kala's show. Constantine, I think you're having a problem potentially with your Skype connection. If you're doing push to talk, I don't know what to tell you. It usually works for me. Or you could, what you could do is just use Skype and call in. I mean, it's going to cost a dime or two, but. At least you can, and there he goes. I guess he's going to try it again.
Yeah, what I use is I got one of them cheap mobile phones that you get $50, you pay $50 for, and you get the whole month unlimited. And I just call in with that.
There you go.
This makes it a lot more simpler, I think.
Using Le Noodle.
man, that's what, man, I feel so smart. I'm all alone.
Thank you, very nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to learn how to do that sometime.
That's Eugene. That's all he says on my program.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to put something together. And, you know, all the people that said that they were with it and they're down and, I'm ready to, what do they call that? Start our own community and start our own, be community politicians and, when it really comes down to it, there's nothing, you know, because the government basically is, it's not even the government's fault. I can't really blame them. We're just not thinking for ourselves, and we're not doing for ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's all. And that's what's bringing down America right there. That's why I be talking about fixing America on my show. If we're not thinking for ourselves, hey, someone will do it for us, and they will explode us for revenue along the way.
Hey, you like Marley Mall?
The DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
All right, let's learn your song. We'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
All of his beats and my rhymes attached. From the new creation called the Marley Scratch. We always see it at a positive core. His beats, my rhymes combine a force. I say it's like a force because the force is strong. And if you think we're weak, I'd say you're wrong. All your other DJs are a bunch of jerks. Molly, give him an example how a DJ works. Molly. the ones who slip, it's the needle, real cat. The A is a letter that you set apart. I wouldn't call it beat music, I would call it art. The R just stands for the way he rock, which is 24/7, around the clock. The L is for lyrics that I write, when put to beat, sound out of sight. The E is for every beat he makes, which sucker DJs put this to take. Don't play with the Y, cause it isn't a game. You ask why, did he put the other DJ to shame? After this, there shouldn't be a story to tell. At the end of that, M-A-R-L, this paragraph here has come to an end. Marley, can we hear your funky fresh scratching again?
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
This is the May, back here with you. Disorderly Conduct is the program. The number 347-826-7667. Back here on the line. And now we're going to try to pull up Constantine again. Constantine, can you hear me?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Absolutely. Welcome to the program, Constantine. What's
okay,
going on?
Okay, here's the juggling. Here we go. Okay, here's five balls. There you go.
That didn't sound like juggling.
Hey, man.
And what kind of balls?
You question
kind of
you question my skills?
What kind of balls are you juggling exactly?
None of your business. I'm not going there.
All right.
So what's up,
Thanks
man?
Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Yeah, I tried to get on the other show. You know, the Blonde Wonder Strikes Again. I didn't have the mic in turned on correctly on my Skype.
Yeah, okay. So this has become Kala's gripe room now. Post show, caller on hold because of technical difficulty. You had something you wanted to share with Kala. Did you want to share that with us now?
Well, they were talking about, you know, I've listened to some of the Black Panther, some kind of the other things, wanting the U.S. government to give them some parcel of land in reparation of, you know, all the things that happened with slavery, you know, and, you know, right, wrong, or different, just my perspective from that. You know, it's like, you know, if the government actually does give you some tracts of land, you know, just from my personal experiences, you know, I don't think that you're really going to want it. And if you intentionally extricate yourself from the U.S. government as a separate racial group, I think maybe you should talk about talk to a couple of Native American groups, how they get treated before you seriously consider doing something like that. I'm not saying wanting the reparations right or wrong or whatever, but, you know, as for those people that want to move back to Africa, you know, try going to Africa first before you really decide that you want to do that, because they just don't have the infrastructure they do here in the United States. Whatever problems we do have here, you know, I mean, I don't like some of the problems we have in the country, but trust me, I thank God that I'm an American. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know, so.
What was that? Go ahead.
I would like to comment on what you said about reparations.
Yeah, go for it.
Now, keep in mind, my dad is on the tribal council of the Cherokee Nation, so.
I don't even know what that means.
It means he's a 33rd degree Mason.
No, no.
But the Indian, but
no,
the Indian,
no, no.
But the
oh,
Indian
yeah,
version.
Really oh, yeah, I'm really going to tear right in our asshole now. For one, asking your enemy for anything is some ignorant ass shit. For two, Black people are the number one consumers, so all we have to do is shift our money somewhere else and we'll have some leverage to work with. But we can't figure that out, though. I've been trying and trying and trying. Oh, my goodness, it's just terrible. But, yeah, asking your enemy, enemy, can I have some more of your pistols? Oh, yeah, enemy, here's some. Yeah, that's just ignorant. I just can't believe it. That's just a waste of time. Sometimes I just think that these groups like that are just a smokescreen. Because the things that they be coming up with, man, they're not really using their noggin. Terrible.
Just be careful what you ask for. You may not get what you thought, you know, is the only thing I'm trying to say. You know, and there's some good, there are good things about the U.S. government, but for the most part, I'm not a big fan.
Well, it's not their fault. We're not thinking for ourselves, you know. That's what the problem is. They're just putting the tools out there, and we're taking the bait like idiots, like sheeple. So, you know, just can't blame them for everything.
Well, you can, but, you know. No, I think, you know, change begins at home, you know, just like you were saying. But then again, you know, I also know that sometimes, you know, I don't count anybody my enemy unless they've proven so. You know, in Eastern Europe, they have an old saying that Reagan quoted once: "Trust but verify." You know, I don't assume wrong of anybody, but you know, I'm also wise enough to make sure that I don't put undue trust in anyone either.
Well, anybody that tries to control your brain and puts chemicals in your food and your beer, pretty much I would think is an enemy.
Yeah, that's why I quit drinking beer, so.
I quit drinking beer. For real, I thought about that a couple weeks ago. I really did. I'm like, man, this is scary. So, I mean, yeah, anybody that tries to poison you and control your mind and all that stuff.
What do you think about all that, Vince? Do you agree in all that stuff, though?
I have no idea. What were you talking about? What was the question?
He's smoking.
About poison in the food. You tell him, brother.
Oh, yeah, I was saying, he said, I wouldn't call too much, anybody my enemy unless they've proven this. So I'm like, anybody that's trying to poison your food and making up stuff like cancer and AIDS and then keeping the cure pretty much would be qualified as an enemy.
Okay.
If that were true, then I would say, yeah, sure.
Okay, that's true. We can't.
Well,
really,
you know, I mean, you know, I would say, you know, I mean,
you're accusing somebody of basically committing biological warfare or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah,
genocide.
You said it right. That's perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Genocide.
You're saying AIDS
is genocide.
Huh?
Which is essentially population reduction, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Exactly. Pretty smooth, you know. Pretty smart. Pretty clever. You know.
You know what's another clever one?
Hmm.
The wars.
Oh yeah, they generate lots of money. Yeah, it's, you know, some wars they pretend, you know, like those wrestling matches, those fake wrestling matches where they're where they're friends before, and then they get in the ring and they're enemies. Yeah, that's BS right there. That's just what wars are. Innocent people get killed, of course, but the real people that are at war with each other, they sit down and they have steak and lobster on the evening. What do you think?
I think you summed it up nicely.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Booby? Can I call you Booby?
That's my name, yeah. I went to kindergarten thinking that was my name and ended up cussing the teacher out. It was crazy. They had to call my parents. I was pretty pissed off. Quit calling me that. My name is Booby. I won't have to get up off this chair, lady.
Yeah, you know, yeah. The way I look at conspiracy theories and conspiracy theorists, you know, and you know, I give just as much skepticism to theories as I do the government that the theories are about, you know, because, you know, sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. But what I'm saying is, you know, generally speaking, the truth is never either on both sides. It's usually somewhere in the middle. So, you know, I mean, I like to keep an open mind on both ends of it. You know, sure, does the government do really crappy stuff? Definitely. But do they do everything that everybody says they do? I don't think so. But, you know, I mean, who knows?
Thank you very much.
Nah.
You know.
Yeah, of course, most of it's already been proven through scientists and stuff, but the other stuff is just, we got to read between the lines. If something seems too good to be true, like a black president, all hell is going to break loose.
Well, Barack Obama is only half black.
We get the point, though.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, as somebody that's multiracial themselves, Barack Obama is no more black than he is white, you know.
He's not American black, because I heard his dad is African and his mom is white, so there's no connection with black Americans there at all. But once again, we have fed blah, 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 and then we eat it, but I'm not falling for it.
But, you know, really, how many white Americans do you know that are 100% whatever nationality that their ancestors came from? I mean, do you know anybody that's 100% Irish? That might be the most likely one. But, you know, I mean, how many 100% like French people do you know in America? How many 100% English people do you know in America? I don't know.
But I think redheads are pretty, you know, how does that work? People with redheads.
Gingers?
Better taste, I guess.
Gingers? Gingers should all be put to death.
Oh, that's tough. They're my favorite type of women.
Execution. Execute gingers. They're abnormality. They're freaking nature. They're freaking nature. They should be. We don't want kids to see that. Come on.
Tough break.
That and albinos. Gone. Later.
No one just for that.
We gave you guys Ireland, you veered off, you go back, or that's it.
That's tough. Just for talking about redheads like that, I'm going to bring out redhead porn. It's going to sweep the nation.
That's right. I'm a self-hating Irish guy. There's not even a self-hating Irish guy, a.k.a. an Irish guy.
Wait a minute. Huh. Yeah, that was a confusing statement.
I think you're being sarcastic.
Oh, duh.
I know I am. I'm being facetious. I'm Irish and Italian.
Oh, that's a cool combination.
Yeah, 100% Catholic.
I never believed
100% Catholic, yeah.
Unbelievable. I know a lady that's Irish and Italian, and she is a fireball. She might as well be Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Puerto Ricans. Don't even get me started on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Rosie Perez, man. She's something else.
Yeah.
I don't know too many Puerto Ricans. I know a lot of Mexicans. But they don't even get along.
Don't ever call one a Mexican. Boy, that makes
them
mad.
Oh, I've done that already. It's not a good thing.
Yeah. In fact, don't even call a Mexican a Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah. Here in Texas, it's easy. You just call them Tejano.
I used to live in Arizona. They ran the place. They ran the place in Arizona.
Oh, dude. I'm in California. What are you talking about?
Oh, so you understand. Yeah, they're shooting up everything in Arizona.
I'm here in San Fran. You ain't
shooting.
They're not shooting
stuff here.
They're shooting each other, basically, once they cross the border or whatever the case be in Mesa. But they pretty much keep the crime within their race. But they run the show. That's pretty much in Arizona. They pretty much do what they want to do, man. And then when they get caught, they don't go to jail. They just get deported, and they come right back and do it again. It's tough in Arizona.
Yeah, it's tough in Texas too.
Sheriff Arpaio, the lonesome ranger. It's like what it reminds me of. Was it High Noon? Like Arpaio. He's just like the lone sheriff, the lone ranger.
Oh, yeah.
I was just gleaming me father's eye when that movie came out. Been a while.
So good, we're taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I just muted myself. But I unmuted myself. It fits in the bay with you. It's disorderly conduct. It's 347-826-7667. Ladies, I encourage you to join us here. We have three gentlemen here on the line just waiting to take your calls, your call. And we're all willing to fulfill your deepest, darkest fantasies and desires right here on the program. You've got an hour and 15 minutes to call in and join us here. Constantine, Booby, and I will be servicing you into the wee hours here on BTR. It's a complimentary service we like to provide here for BTR members. So do yourself a favor, ladies. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. I don't know what people are talking about in the chat room, actually. They're saying I'm seeing blood count is low and it's cold. That's not very sexy, people. What is going on in the chat room?
It's cold in here.
Are the chat room?
I wonder if the headlights are on.
I don't know. Might be. Yeah, usually my question.
Okay, all the women now, you have to tell us right now. Are your nipples hard right now? Everybody in the chat room, men and women. Yes. My nipples are hard.
Hmm. Well, I'm chill right now, but
oh, the temperature here is I don't know. It was nice today. It was like 75 degrees or something.
Nice.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, we do have a Californian on the phone. Ah.
Yeah, but you're from you're almost north. Well, not really northern California. You're kind of central, right?
Bay Area. Well, basically, Bay Area is basically Northern California, considered Northern California. If you look at California physically, yeah, it's like centralized. But they think of when you think of Central California, you think of the Central Valley, like Sacramento, all the way down to Fresno, all the way up to Redding, Red Bluff.
Oh, that's the valley, though.
Central Valley.
Yeah.
Dust
okay.
Bowl.
Yeah.
The Congress created Dust Bowl. Every time you drive Highway 5, you see signs all over the side of the road that say Congress created Dust Bowl. But honestly, I've been driving that route my whole life, and it doesn't look any different than it's ever looked, quite frankly. I mean, I'm not paying attention to the numbers and stuff, but yeah, it's probably more politics than anything. Although there has been a crisis out here, a legitimate crisis as far as water shortage.
It's always a crisis in California.
Yeah, it's always perpetual drought.
Thank God for the Colorado River, huh?
Yeah.
You know, Of course, my dad lives out in San Diego now, and I tell you what, it's just a desert out there, man. And there just happens to be an ocean there, and I think about 90% of their water they get piped in from someplace else. But,
yeah, I believe it.
You know,
you are
fortunate enough to have another country right next to us, so it's very very culturally diverse and very colorful there.
Yeah. No, Southern California gets a lot of its water from its neighbors and Northern California. It gets a lot of its power from its neighbors. It's really, you know, it's like Las Vegas. Like Las Vegas, there shouldn't be a town there. Like it's ridiculous that there's a town there. It shouldn't exist.
Yeah. Well, Lake Mead, you know, I mean, that's something else though, isn't it?
Yeah, there's also a Lake Havasu. You ever been to Lake Havasu?
Mm-mm, no.
That's where the London Bridge is.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. You know,
yep.
Talking about Hoover and all that, but
I've been on the London Bridge, crossed it several times.
And that's the craziest thing I've ever heard, man.
Yeah.
I guess if you get enough money, though.
Yeah, this guy basically created the whole town around it too. That whole Lake Havasu town, there was not. There was just a crater, and now it's like thousands and thousands of people have lived there. I mean, it's mostly a vacation getaway, but people retire there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there are a good part about being in Arizona, but not a lot of them. But that's just my opinion. Phoenix is sure getting a lot bigger, though. It's just desert out there, you know. It's hot, you know. If you like to think for your health or something like that, but you know,
we got Steve Nash.
Yeah, they got the Cardinals.
Whoa, that's my favorite city. Come on, give me a break.
Oh. Which one's that?
Phoenix, yeah. Phoenix, I love it there, man. It's about to move back.
Oh, really? So what's good about Phoenix?
The weather. I'm from Minnesota.
Well, yeah, you'd love it if you live there.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm talking about. It's like 30 degrees right now. Shit. Can't wait to get back to Phoenix. And the people speak in the morning time. Much more nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Texas is kind of like that. But, you know, I mean, every state's got their good and bad points, I guess.
I've never been to Texas before. I heard if you spit on the sidewalk, they throw you in jail. Is that true?
Depends on what part of Texas. It's a big state. You might want to avoid. You might want to avoid West Texas. And now Central, or I mean Northeastern Texas, or the southern part of Texas, and it's not so bad. But you know, out here in West Texas, of course, Texas is a big state. I mean, Texarkana is closer to Chicago than it is El Paso. So
that's crazy. Yeah, it's huge.
I don't know. They say bigger and better. It's definitely bigger. I don't know about better, but like I said, wherever you throw your hats, home them, I guess.
Alaska is better. Unbelievable. I've never been to Alaska. I heard you can't even drive there. Everything, you got to go to a canoe or something like that.
Or you get flown in.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord, man. That you had to use a canoe. Boy, it'd take I don't think I'd make it before I died.
Yeah, if you go on Google Maps and just look at satellite view of Alaska, all you see is just a lot of mountains and landing strips.
Yeah. Yeah, they got this little country named Canada in between us and them, you know. You know, you always hear
it's like weird, though. It's kind of like hanging on the side of Canada, which is like our hat. Isn't Canada our hat?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You know, everybody's always talking about those darn aliens. Ugh, man, I'd say
Canada physically is the second biggest country in the world.
That's right. Well, Russia's number one, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That's what I hear. But, you know, those darn Canadians and their tasty bacon. I mean, those aliens are just ruining our country.
And their beer is pretty decent.
Yeah, well,
that's what's doing. They've corrupted us with their beer. That's their evil plot.
Man, some of that beer will grow hair on your tongue, though. Yeah.
Exposed right here, exclusively on the Disorderly Conduct program. Ladies, join us here. Get in on the action while you can. We've got an hour and 5 minutes of this, ladies. We're just getting buttered up for you. 347-826-7667 is the number. The all-male panel tonight is taking your questions. I forgot. We have a Canadian in the chat room. Blue Sky is Canadian, and she's very pissed off that I didn't realize that sooner.
Yeah, I see the red face. Yeah,
thank you, very nice.
Yeah, go ahead, girl. Canada's cool. I'm with her on that one.
I had a great time in Canada the two or three times I've been there.
Magnificent time. They speak there in the morning as well.
Stuff's clean there.
Very. Very. And the skiing pretty great too. Skiing is great.
Well, depends on where, I guess, but yeah, I've heard that.
Pretty much everywhere as far as I could tell.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Saskatchewan. I hear it's pretty flat. I guess if you like to cross country or something, though.
Cross country?
Like,
skiing?
Yeah, it's like plains, man. There are any mountains in the middle of some parts of Canada. I mean, it's just like Kansas or the plains. You know, it's just an extension of the Great Plains. In the middle of Canada, man, it doesn't rain a whole lot there, basically. If it was hotter, it would be a desert, you know.
I can't stand cross country skiing. It's like almost like jogging. Tire too fast.
Never done any of that. Jogging or country skiing.
Yeah, cross country. Yeah, you don't want to involve yourself in that. That's for skinny people. I'm a big guy, so downhill skiing, I'm pretty fast. Oh boy, Quebec City, very clean. Yep.
They got some pretty good football. Football up there is pretty interesting. If you've ever watched the Canadian Football League,
yeah, their field is like 10 yards longer. I think they have like a 55.
Short.
No, longer. They have like a 55-yard line.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, is that where rugby comes from? Canada rugby.
Rugby.
I don't think so.
England, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's from England, but they got some pretty salty folks up there. I'm sure probably they got some people that play it.
Well, I mean, basically anything into the British Empire would be exported to, just like cricket.
Yeah, that's one game I just don't get it, man.
The Indians love it. That's like football or baseball over here for Indians. It's cricket.
Really?
What are you swinging out of that curvy thing?
Yeah. They go nuts for it, dude.
No, I think that's highlight what you're thinking of.
No, it's called cricket.
Oh. Well, cricket, they use like a paddle-type bat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Cricket is the paddle.
Yeah, I think he was talking about rugby.
You're right. No, rugby is the white ball. Cricket is what they're called.
Or lacrosse. Lacrosse, I'm sorry. Yeah, there you go.
Lacrosse is the one with the hook and the ball.
Yeah.
Got it.
Lacrosse is a Native American game. It's developed here by Indians.
That's right, ladies. We're talking, it's ball talk here with the fellas. If you want to get in on a ball talk with the fellas, the number's 347-826-7667. I'm airing out my balls as we speak, gentlemen. Continue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's play some AC/DC. I have got the biggest balls of all. Something like that. I don't know.
All right, here's some AC/DC. We'll be right back.
I'm like, fuck you and I fuck you.
Talk Radio and Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Join me here at 347-826-7667. Ladies only for the next 5 minutes. 347-826-7667 is the number. I want to thank Constantine and Booby for rolling through for the first hour there. That was unexpectedly fun. I enjoyed that. I hope they were able to let off some of the steam they were not able to let off via Kala's show. It's great to have them come here and vent. Hopefully they were able to work that out, because I know that's kind of frustrating. I've called Kala's show a couple of times, and the times I've called, he's got me on. But I know he does kind of, I mean, he doesn't even know when his show ends. I mean, he should know, because they tell you, like, when you have 2 minutes left in your show and, like, 30 seconds left and, like, 10 seconds or something like that, they prompt you. I mean, he's got to know. But he just goes through it and doesn't even think that it's, like, over. So, you know, that shit happens. You know, it's inevitable. And I try not to let that happen here on my program. At least when I'm doing it, I try to make the callers the priority. After all, this is Blog Talk Radio. We're trying to get everybody a chance to talk that wants to call in and talk. And I used to do this show, Mega Show, and that was all about just being a sounding board, being a megaphone, like the show actually being a megaphone that I use, and then people call in, and it's kind of like I hand them the megaphone, and they can pop off about something for a second, and then I can take my megaphone back and go back and forth with them, you know. And that's what I still try to do on here. It's kind of hard to do sometimes, though, when you have so many sexy women calling into your show and hanging out in your chat room. It could be a diversion. So let's make the next hour here ladies' hour. If the ladies want to call in, the line for female callers is 347-826-7667. Female only line, 347-826-7667. Call me now, ladies. We've got 54 more minutes here to achieve all your ultimate desires and fantasies. That's right. Right here on BTR. You know, I got to really catch up on what's going on in the chat room. It's kind of like there's two shows going on here. There's the show that I'm doing here on the air talking, and then apparently in the chat room there's a different show going on that, I don't know, Amy and Blue Sky and Liberal American are just going to town in there. I can't even read what's going on. I don't know. I probably need glasses. It's just, and I hate scrolling back on these Blog Talk chat windows. Like if you scroll up and you're like, you get to the part where you're like, oh, here's where I missed out. I can catch up. Then somebody puts something into the chat and it bumps you back down. You're like, oh, and you have to scroll back up and then somebody else says something and he scrolls you back down. And it's just like, oh, it's so frustrating. Yes, I can read the chat room. Okay, this is where I'm picking up from right now. I don't know what's going on prior to what I'm saying right now. Blue Sky says, I know. My dad lives in Texas. Sorry, I'm not trying to laugh about that. My dad lives in Texas. His blood pressure was really high. They admitted him, and he didn't have to wait long in the ER. Amonay says, yes, it has a bit difficult, but case. Oh, you guys are talking medical talk. Okay. Yeah, there is a completely different show going on in the chat room. And I'm I'm glad to be here to, act as the cliff notes, the audio cliff notes to that show that's going on in my Blog Talk chat room. I apologize to anybody who listens to this in archives. I've actually, you know what, I don't know if people are just trying to be nice, but people have actually told me that they caught my, that they listened to my archive. It blows me away. So I apologize to people that are missing out on the playback, on the archives, but I appreciate you listening to the archives. Hopefully everything translates over. I can't keep up the show. That's why I need Amy here to see. Amy takes care of the show in the chat, and I take care of this show. She just kind of makes sure everything happens. Anyways, I want to thank the people in the chat. Amonet28, BlueSky69, Guest4, Guest6, InternationalBlueBee2, although I think he fell asleep. He's been inactive for a while. He was on the line. He just dropped off there, as did Constantine. I don't know. I hope BTR didn't dump them, or I hope they weren't. I hope Constantine wasn't offended that when he said, "Hey, play some AC/DC," and then I played the "Fuck You" song. I hope he didn't take that. Do you think he took that kind of weird? I don't know. Anyways, I don't think, maybe it was just coincidence. Maybe he was just kind of done. Yeah, whatever. It was good. It was a good segment with him and Booby. I appreciate that. Booby, if you're listening, you are more than welcome to call in again whenever you want. It's great having you on. It's always nice to have the man on the street. He says the phone got heavy. Okay. Yeah, I know how that is, those damn phones. So as I was saying, thanks to Booby for coming through. Thanks for Liberal American for going to town in my chat room. Appreciate you coming through. I hope it's been entertaining for you. I'd be happy to field your call we don't have to. I don't even know what we talked about in that first hour, but we could chop it up about anything. It seems to be all medical talk in the chat room right now, which I know nothing about. But I'd love to have Tracy Gamore play Nursey Nursey with me. If you want to do that over the air, Tracy, the number is 347-826-7667. We've got 50 minutes to go here. Anybody, let's make this ladies' hour. Come on. Come on, last hour was dudes. This hour is chicks. So that means chicks have to call in. And if you're a chick, that means you. Maybe you don't realize you're a chick. If you don't, spread your legs. If you have pants on, inch those over your unbutton those and inch those over your butt and look in between your legs. And if you have if you have a skirt on, just hike up your skirt and inch down your underwear and look down there. And if you have a vagina, you're a chick. So you should call if you have one of those. After you've thoroughly checked, though. I mean, if you have to do any maintenance work down there, actually, if you have any maintenance work to do down there, don't do it right away. Call in first, and then you can do the maintenance work on the air and reward our male listeners. Namely, Booby. That's dude's name is Booby. Speaking of boobies, Booby's back. What's up, dude?
Yeah. What's going on, chat room? I couldn't really understand.
I don't know what's going on in there. It's basically a three chicks. Or wait, is Liberal American a chick or a dude? I forgot.
That would be a funny name for a chick, wouldn't it be?
liberal American? No, that could be that could be a dude or that could be anybody.
Oh, okay.
Liberal American? Are you saying all liberals are chicks?
The opposite.
Or all liberals are dudes?
Oh, yeah.
So it seems like to you all chicks are conservative?
What would be conservative mean?
Huh?
What's conservative mean?
In this form, I'm thinking of a conservative person, like let's see an example of a conservative person. Ron Paul, conservative person.
As opposed
to a liberal person would be, say, Dennis Kucinich.
Okay, I got to brush up on my politics. Sound like you're talking German. Liberal American is not a chick, though.
Actually, I would argue that liberals tend to be more chicks. Like, the women's movement seems to be more associated with women's lib and all that seems to be more associated with
feminazi.
Feminazis. Yeah. Feminazis. They're more like your Jane Fonda's.
Yeah. I know about them. Sheesh, that's a tough group, man. They always, I don't want to go up against them again.
I would go up against all of them. Several times. I'd go down on them, too, after I went
very
up against
clever.
Them.
just don't make them mad, man. You better
let them go up against me and then go down on me as well.
You give them a quickie, they'll lock you up in jail.
I'm into that, though. I'm into being tied up and handcuffed and whipped and all that. It's fun. It's part of the gang. Literally.
Get the job done in office. Oh yeah. No one gets the job done in office. Whether you're liberal or whatever. That's how I look at it, you know. Jobs are getting lost and switched overseas and unemployment is up and welfare is up. And nobody in office doing nothing. I think.
You got no argument from me. Although I could argue that people are doing something. Whether they're doing the right something is another question. But
they're definitely doing something for themselves.
Yeah, and their buddies.
You know, it wouldn't hurt to share every now and then. They got so much money, they don't know what to do with it.
What's up? Trickle down economics. Let's see some trickle.
Just a little bit. Jeez, give some of the jobs back, you know. Open some of the factories back up.
Yeah,
give
they
the
are.
Man is, give the man the manhood back, man. Everything's a desk job now.
Well, a lot of those GM jobs that they supposedly were able to create, a lot of those were at factories in China and Mexico.
Heard about that one.
So GM got some stimulus, and GM, the company, was able to expand technically. But where did it expand to?
Trickled up.
Trickled out, dude.
Out, yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if we had, like, if we just took a strike on voting one year? Wouldn't that be something that I can organize? Wouldn't that be cool?
I hate to break this to you, but it goes on every year.
Really?
Yeah. You know, only like 30-40% of the people normally ever really vote. A majority of the people don't vote.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm surprised to hear.
Actually, I don't even know. You know what? Don't totally quote me on that because it. I don't know if it's. I think it's actually 30-50%, I think, of registered voters vote. That doesn't mean 30 to 50% of the U.S. population.
Ah, gotcha.
I think maybe at best 50% of the population votes in the United States.
Well, shit, probably about 30% of the population have felonies, so no figure.
Exactly. Like, I think I'm being way too generous at 50%. I bet more like 25, 30, 35% probably of the population votes. And of those people, how many of those people they just wait for everything else to play out, and they just see what it's narrowed down to at the end. They don't worry about the process, the backstory, the history, none of that. They don't pay attention. They just show up. They see who's on the ballot. That a week before, they've probably seen headlines leading up to it like a bazillion times. You don't even have to follow politics anymore to get bombarded with it, because it's all over the news now. You know, it's like, it's almost like these elections go all the time, all year round now. I mean, on TV, like these politicians, they don't, how could they possibly legislate? Like, I love Ron Paul and everything, but how could he possibly legislate? He's on fucking CNN every single day. You know, he's on, or Alex Jones or the bazillion other talk shows these people do. Like, a lot of these guys are basically borderline celebrities. Like, the senators, for sure. The senators, all they do, I've known and talked to and heard stories from people that have worked for elected officials, and they said that all they do from the time they get in till the time they're out is raise money. That's all they do. They're on the phone with trying to raise money is essentially what they're doing. And any legislative shit, that's all done by like staff and rubber stamped. And there's policy people that come in that write half that shit. Like, half the time those bills, you know, that TARP bill was written by Wall Street. Like, where they came up, Henry Paulson came in with originally with like a 10 page thing. Like, literally, like, not even that. It was, like, something like 8 pages. It was ridiculous. It basically just said, give me a blank, give me $1 trillion, is basically what it said.
Basically.
Or else. Or else what? We don't know.
Martial law.
We don't know. All hell could break loose. Who knows? The entire financial system, as we know, will collapse. Ooh, Armageddon. Like, what else? Like, the boogeyman will come.
Hey, remember that time when Bush made them people sign that paper where they were going to implement martial law?
Yeah, you know what? People are so worried. It's re-signed by Obama already twice. Every year around 9/11, it gets re-signed.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough break.
Like, technically, we're in a state of emergency. We have been for 10 years.
Yeah. More smoke screen. I understand. You get the people scared, and then they'll submit. It's like going to jail and turn the air conditioner on. Okay, I plead guilty. Just put me back in the heat. Tough tactic, man. It's a tough tactic.
So, ladies, if you want to jump into the action here, once again, the number is 347-826-7667. We got Amy and Blue Sky and Guest 4, Guest 6, Booby, Jay and Slim, Liberal American, and Tracy. Tracy, you should give me a call. Haven't heard from Tracy.
Cool. All Tracy's I know are cool.
Most Tracys are usually pretty hot too.
Yeah.
There's certain names of certain chicks that are always like hot. Like Stephanie's are usually hot.
Stephanie's.
Ashley's are a lot of times really hot.
Lisa.
Jennifer sometimes. Well, Jennifer's kind of hit and miss. Samantha's are usually almost always hot.
Interesting. And Chrissy's.
Tiffany's.
Oh, yeah.
If you name your kid Tiffany, you're
you're guaranteed to have a hot chick that everybody wants to bang. You're basically cursing yourself.
The T's are a very popular hot name. Tiffany, Tracy,
Brittany.
Tony, Antoinette, but they say Tony.
Yeah, anything with knee at the end and it's a chick is going to be
yeah.
More than likely is going to be kind of hot.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You read that one?
Jennifer is, Amy has a cousin named Jennifer. And she's foreign. Didn't I catch myself after I said Jennifer?
You did.
Because I was saying it, I was like, wait a second. I already, just as I said that, I visualized like three or four Jennifers that were like kind of gnarly. So you caught me, Amy, my producer on top of it as usual. We run a tight ship here. We have fact checking and everything. Great.
400 pounds, is that an exaggeration? I wonder. That's a lot, man. That's like when you get that big, it's like you can't get through the door, but people are still feeding you, but you can't cook yourself. I never could really understand that.
Yeah, dude. It's like you don't even, I mean, can you work? You have to,
no.
You have to be like, you work
for disability.
Yeah.
You know, when you get that. Yeah, when you get that, you get on disability and you get all types of money, and then you use that, the people use that money to bribe.
Too big to fail. It works on all levels.
Yeah.
It works on all levels. It's brilliant. You know what? That's the guys on Wall Street were probably, that's probably how they got their idea. Like, what happened to Steve? Steve, you heard it in here about Steve? Oh, he ballooned up like a whale. He's 500 pounds. Oh my God, he's kidding me. Yeah, he's on disability. He gets fat checks. That's
what we
do.
My goodness.
We'll make our company so big that they're about to explode, and then the government will come in and take care of us.
Unbelievable. Tracy hit it right on the nose. What do they call that? Little guys like big chicks, and that is true. That is so true, because I'm a big guy, and big chicks do not like me. Unbelievable.
Wait, you're a big guy, and you say that big chicks don't like you?
No way. I have to come with some of my best Billy D. Williams lyrics.
Really?
Yeah. It's just
I don't think that most big chicks would be, like, on the lookout for other big dudes.
No, they're trying to escape. It is crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Here comes some little guy, like 200 pounds less, and they swoops him right up. I'm like, what? That doesn't even make any sense.
I know. You're going to break him.
Yeah, there you go. It's smushy, man.
I mean, come on. You want some, like, competition here.
You would think. I do.
Mono,
you know,
mono.
Yeah, I'm like, 275.
I would go to town on a big girl. I've seen plenty of big, chunky girls that I would absolutely knock out of the park.
Yeah, you look at Tracy laugh. Everybody's laughing. That's funny. Yeah, I agree with you on that one, though. Yeah, heck yeah. Knock out the park.
Now, I think Tracy's is incorrect. They don't have – little guys don't usually have big cocks. It's just they have normal-sized cocks. It's just they're little guys, so they appear bigger.
That's what I'm talking about. I was watching porn the other day. I was like, hey, that's trickery. His legs are fucking bony. That's why. And then you get that fancy camera on him. Yeah, totally. Little guys have big cocks. Unbelievable. Can't believe that, man. Big guys never, you know what? Big guys never caught a break in America. You know what I'm saying? Not in the 80s. Not in the 70s.
Yeah. Can't even get big chicks to like,
comedy.
You know, show us some love. They do have super cocks, though.
Unbelievable.
Gay guys know? What would gay guys know? What a liberal thing to say. Oh, whoops, it's liberal American. Go figure. Why does everything have to be? Why does everything have to be gay to them?
So that explains why all the little guys is running around with all the women. Unbelievable. I'm going to start beating some of these little guys up, man.
Wait, who's got super long cocks? What's she talking about?
The little people are getting praised like...
Wait, they're still on that trip. They think that they think that little guys are big. And I'm telling you, people,
so you know what? The opposite
9 times out of 10, okay, there are going to be little guys that are going to have abnormally large cocks. It's going to happen. But most of the time, these guys are just little guys with average-sized cocks. So proportionally, it looks bigger. It's kind of like a hall of mirrors, you know? It's an optical illusion.
I think I've learned something tonight. If women think that little guys have big cocks, they must think that big guys have little cocks. Wow. America's just not what it used to be. Everybody's just so simple. Unbelievable. What? You two. Unbelievable. We are not dumb. No, it just looks bigger. Feels bigger. Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, call in, ladies.
Yeah, tell us, give us your, drop us some knowledge here. I can't, you know, I want to have you argue your case here. Because I'm not convinced I will grant you there will be some small guys that have abnormally large genitalia, but on average, most of them have either small cocks, proportionally small cocks, or disproportionately normal sized cocks.
Well, I guess I don't have nothing to worry about. I'm black.
Yeah, me too.
Oh shoot!
I'm black from the waist down.
Ah yeah! Unbelievable.
I'm half black. I'm from the waist down. That's.
I'm gonna have to get my show on late night because this is pretty fun.
Oh, it's great! It's loose. It's loose. You usually get a good variety of people. It's usually never seems to be like the same people twice. I mean, I do have regulars for sure, but late night you're up against way less competition. Granted, it's a lot of night owls, it's a lot of tweakers, it's a lot of meth heads. Like, you know, obviously you've been in my chat room. Everybody's like bouncing off the walls in there.
Unbelievable! People can type while they're high. That's difficult to me.
They type, dude, they type because they're high.
Oh, okay. Unbelievable.
Did I just blow your mind there for a second?
Yeah, I was shit. When I said,
yeah, I heard that. I heard your mind blow up for a second there.
That is funny.
Constantine's back. I don't know what happened, Constantine. We lost you there, bro. I hope you weren't offended by anything I said. I don't think I said anything. I don't know. I lost both of you guys at the same time, so I don't know if BTR kicked you guys off or what. But feel free to call back in, Constantine. If not, it was great having you on. I want to thank Amy for holding it down hardcore here in the chat room. Amy, if you want to bring it to the air here and join us on the line, give us a call. Same thing to you, Blue Sky 69. Man, of course, the invitation goes out to guests 4 and 6. You guys are more than welcome to join us here. It's 347-826-7667.
Oh, the chat room is fun. Oh, my goodness. What time?
Constantine is whacking it. He was whacking it. He said he was juggling. I think he was juggling his balls. I'm pretty sure he was juggling his balls.
Ball juggling. Like what?
You heard that, dude. Didn't that sound like balls?
Yeah.
Balls? Did that sound like
his time?
I mean, I've juggled my. Oh, we've all juggled our balls. I mean, come on, you know what it sounds like.
Yeah. Okay. Tired. You've only been up for 24 hours, Blue Sky. What you tired for?
I know, Blue Sky. You've only been up for 24 hours every day for the last 5 weeks. She's out here all the time. OMG, your girl Callie is in the building. It is on. The last half hour is going to blow up. I can feel it already. My producer Amy is on the board. What's going on, honey?
Hey, I thought I would call in and at least say hi.
Hey.
Yo.
Hi.
Oh, we froze up.
What?
We froze up.
We're bashful now. We don't know what to do. It's just been the two of us here. It's been like
voice like that.
We've been like trapped on this island here with no women, and all of a sudden one shows up, and we're just like, "Fuck! What do we do now?"
I'm running to take a smoke break.
Oh, I thought you were going to take a Xanax. I was going to say, that's what I'm going to do real quick here, too. I need to calm down.
Think of something clever to say and come back.
Yeah, you do that. What's going on, Amy? Did your team win today?
The Lions lost by 2 points.
Lions defeated. Who'd they lose to? Hello?
Oh my gosh, you just gave me a brain fart.
Oh, you can't think of who they played?
No. But Michigan in my wings won yesterday, so I mean that balances it out, right?
Okay. Yeah, that makes up for it. At least you got something to root for. I got a lot. I'm lucky right now. My teams are actually, I mean, I can't say the Giants are my team, but I certainly was rooting for the Bay Area home team and sort of adopted the Giants fever. I caught Giants fever, okay? A home baby, mm-hmm. I caught it. I definitely was riding that. That was fun. They won the World Series. And then, mm-hmm. You know, the Sharks are always good. I'm sorry?
Nothing. I don't like the Sharks.
And the Sharks don't like you either. They told me so. Great, you made me lose my train of thought. What was I talking about?
Now, how are your Raiders doing?
The Raiders had the week off. They had a bye week. They're playing the Steelers next week. The Steelers were, I think, they were on earlier tonight, and I didn't even see who won.
Yeah, they played New England.
Yeah, did you see who won that game?
Yeah, New England did. The Steelers were just like, they got wasted.
Sweet, they're going to get wasted again. Oh, did you say wasted? Did you say wasted? You said the magical word, wasted. And we're back with Amy and Booby. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. We're all wasted here.
I didn't know there was a magic word.
Yeah, the magic word today was wasted. And that queued up Wasted by the Circle Jerks.
Nice.
Wow, I don't know what the hell's going on in the chat room anymore. I dip in there and I catch a little, like, what the hell Tracy's talking about? I don't watch the news. It fucks with my chakra.
What?
Tracy says she doesn't watch the news because it fucks with her chakra. She doesn't watch TV.
I have to watch the news.
Everything fucks with her. Basically, everything fucks with her chakra alignment. is that what going out with Tracy's like? Hey, baby. Let's do it right here on the couch. Oh, no, sorry, honey. Not now. That would destroy my chakra alignment. Choke it down, bro. Choke it down. Choke it down, brother. That's right.
I'm back.
And we're back.
Yeah, international boobies in the house.
You need to quit smoking.
Huh?
On the air.
Oh, I gotcha.
Speaking of which, speaking of smoking and on the air, your girl Callie, why don't you join us on this on the air here? We got 20 minutes to go. We can chop things up about whatever you want. We can preview if you want Dancing with the Stars, of course, tomorrow night. The final four, it's Brandy, Jennifer Grey, the dude from the Disney Channel, and Bristol the Pistol Palin. The final four. It's the fucking final four. Bristol made the final four. Can you believe that? Oh, my God. I've been with her the whole time. She fucking made it to the final four. I had no idea she would make it to the final four.
That show sucks.
My pee-pee. I would, dude, I don't know why I didn't get turned on to the show earlier. There's tons of hot chicks in it. Speaking of which, here's Callie.
Speaking of which, what's up, Vince?
Nothing much. Doing better now that you're here. We were just talking about possibly previewing tomorrow night's Dancing with the Stars Final Four.
It's going to be epic. We got to wait until Tuesday so I can come and report and tell you who got kicked off. But I want to ask you guys a question. I asked the chat a question. Have you guys heard about the middle school in California who told the boy, a boy, 13-year-old boy, to take off the American flag off his bike?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Sounds crazy.
Where are you from?
Minneapolis.
I was going to do a show about it, and I was going to get some exclusives, but I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to put all my effort into it, so I just wanted to know if people have heard about it. I don't know if it was just made regional news or if
it doesn't
it made
matter.
National.
It doesn't matter. You can make it a topic. All you have to do is do the research and present it on your show, and people don't know about it. They will know about it, and they can form an opinion on the spot. So just make it a topic.
But to me, it's not news. Well, I said it's because I'm alumni from that school, so to me it's not news.
It is news to you. It sounds like it's news to you. Like it's information to you.
It's not news because the school has, always had this. They're saying the reason why they told the boy to take off the American flag from the bike was because of racial tension.
Which is completely ridiculous because we live in the United States.
Yeah,
and that is our flag.
Yes. So, to me, it's nothing new because they have
they've done it. I was watching the news, and the superintendent was saying something about how they brought up Cinco de Mayo. I've been out of school 4 years. Every Cinco de Mayo, yes, the Mexicans get the Mexican flag out, and also and they celebrate it, whatever. Then you have the white people bring out the American flag. Only on us, you know, only around Cinco de Mayo. So to me, it's nothing new, but I'm debating if I want to pull some weight, maybe get a couple of people from the area and see what they think. Because I was just talking to somebody, like I would.
Why don't you go? Why don't you just try to get him?
Get who? The guy? The kid? The kid's been on the news.
Huh?
The kid is on the news. The kid's been on CBS and. At
okay.
ABC. So, I mean,
all right.
Like, that's
and now he's going to be on the local
Cali Girl.
The local Your Girl Cali broadcast show. Just take like a tape recorder and go talk to him.
Okay. But to me, like I was saying, I'm like, it's not news to me. I'm used to it. But to me, it was shocking that I heard that it was national. So, actually, Cinco de Mayo is not. It's a Mexican holiday, but they don't celebrate in Mexico. So
that's new news.
Yeah. So.
Well, we had something like that happen over here at this high school. Was kid wore an American flag T-shirt to school, and that was taunting. And you know it's. I think if you want to taunt something, you can use almost anything to taunt them. It's not that hard. If it's not the American flag that they're going to feel taunted by, then it's going to be what you're going to do, like some sort of maybe you make a flag that says, you know, it's like Moxie, the Mexican flag, and there's like a burrito in the middle of it or some shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find something else. They'll find some other icon, some other thing that they can use as a vehicle to spite these people. So it's just there's a certain element that's going to be there no matter what. You just don't. I that's why I fear calling too much attention to some of this shit, because it's such a minute element of our society. Like I'm sure, like I don't know for fact, but just my gut feeling and from what I've looked at, like I think as far as like the KKK, I'm sure there's an element of the KKK that still exists, but I don't think it's anywhere near what it used to be or ever will be, and I think eventually it probably won't even exist anymore, and it probably won't even exist in the form that it used to. But I think it can, an organization like that can get hyper magnified, though, in this age of like the internet and rumors and stuff spreading like wildfire. And that stuff can get those voices can get magnified because people will see it when it's really only represents, you know, maybe 700 crazy, stupid motherfuckers in the world.
The school
like
has
like Al Qaeda, like Al Qaeda is like 300 people. What do we need? 200,000 troops and God knows how many contractors, and countless of civilian lives on top of that, with our lives, our soldier lives, you know, all that on the line for like probably a handful of people. Who aren't even there in these countries anymore. Well, you know what's funny is like we went to Afghanistan to get Al Qaeda, and now we're stuck there and there's no Al Qaeda. We went to Iraq where there was no Al Qaeda, and we took out Saddam, and now there's all Al Qaeda there. It's like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. The school has retracted their statements and posted something on the website. The kid now is allowed to fly the American flag now on his bike. He is going to be escorted by a good 100 motorcycle veterans
Yeah.
But the school has retracted their statement and was like, oh, yeah, now you can do it, now you can do it, now you can do it. After you put on all the spotlight on a town that only has, like, 3,000 people on it, in it, not on it, obviously, but they're saying how...
Around, in its general vicinity.
Yeah, about 3,000 people, maybe 500 students at the school. So, I mean, they're sorry about the... they're just trying to ensure the responsibility of all the, you know, and the safety of all the students, which is stupid. But, yeah, I was wondering what people thought, you know, if anyone's heard about it. So.
We can open that up to our panel. Booby?
What's that?
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I was looking at the chat room. It just sounds weird, but I think that they're just trying to slowly take away our freedom of speech and our freedom of expression, and that's like a symbol of them doing it. I think they want to try to snowball that, you know. I think that's really what it's all about. It's like a subliminal.
Snowball, good sexual reference. Over to you, Amy. What do you think?
I already said what I think. I think it's ridiculous.
Amy, where are you from?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, and you heard about it?
Damn. Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering. I didn't know that it was much of a big national story. I thought it was very regional. Didn't think anything of it. Didn't think it was news. You know, this stuff has been going on for at least 7 years. So I didn't think that it was that big of a news story.
Well, I mean, I watch a lot of news and read a lot. So.
Do you have a link to anything? You should throw that in the chat room. I'm interested.
Okay. Let me get on my Twitter.
Get on your.
Well, because
your Twitter.
I posted
get on
some
it,
links
baby.
On Twitter. But yeah, I just kind of was thinking maybe I would get some a different perspective from stories, because I've seen all the news stations from Sacramento are doing the same story, and I kind of wanted to do it a different way. Because it's my middle school, so obviously I'm not in middle school now, but when I was in middle school, that's what I went to. So, that's why I don't find it newsworthy in it. And just the fact that everyone from, you know, that has moved out of the area is saying, oh, it's on the news, and no, it was national, and now that I know Ohio knows about it, I'm going to see if I can... get some exclusives. But, even the Board of Trustees, you know, some of them are on, like, Facebook and stuff like that. They're not allowed to say anything, so.
Well, you know, I think that stands on the same line as when I was growing up in school, we used to sing the Pledge of Allegiance every day, and then that was outlawed. So I think it has something to do with that, but I'm not sure, but you might want to do your research on that, because there's more behind the flags than what they're saying. They're just not outward saying it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I should go ahead and do the show or whatever.
Yeah.
And
oh,
the
yeah.
topic.
Definitely.
I think that people would be interested in the story. People who haven't heard about it would be interested in the story. Because a lot of people are passionate about such topics, and I think you would get a good response.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to schedule it right now, actually. But, yeah, I just wanted to get everyone's opinion. Because to me, like, it's a big thing because it's a small community. And it was on the regional, you know, news. And then again, I heard that it was on national. And I'm trying to do it on the
No, you should just do it. You should just do it because there'll be somebody on there. That'd be like, oh, damn, I heard about that. Or there'll be somebody on Block Talk that you didn't even know that's from your area that knew about it. Because, like, that's like, when I go on, like, I saw some, I tuned into some guy's show because he was doing a thing on Oscar Grant. And that I think of that as just being, like, a regional thing. Like, I'm surprised the national news even pick it up at all. But people know about, people in the know on the East Coast know about Oscar Grant, but not a lot of people, but that to me was like more of a regional story, and that was something that I went and listened to just strictly on the regional aspect of it. So you never know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, book it, Dano.
All right, well, I'm going to do this as soon as Blog Talk doesn't be stupid.
Oh, it will be.
I hear a pussycat in the background.
I'm sorry?
What?
Do you hear it?
No.
Okay,
I
must be
hearing. I would love to hear a pussy.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
We've already heard Constantine's testicles tonight. We might as well hear somebody slapping their pussy.
Oh, my God. Oh, shoot.
And, of course, Constantine is no longer in the chat room now. So it's just it's the four of us here. Kind of like it's kind of like a little double date here. We're totally at the drive-in right now. If you guys want to join us, we still have room. There's room on my lap. The number is 347-826-7667. We got 5 minutes left in the broadcast. We still got a pretty strong chat room going here as we wind things down. AMONA28, Blue Sky 69, Guest 4, Guest 6, International Booby 2. But what's up with that, International Booby 2? Was there?
I forgot my password, so I had to.
I see how that is. Yeah, I kind of figured one of those things was going on there. Liberal American, Amy, you and a liberal American were going at it for a while there in the chat room. Do you want to explain what was going on there?
No, I don't have any beef with Liberal American. It's fine. He called me a groupie, and I guess he was just joking, but it's fine.
Okay, so
I'm not even in front of my computer anymore.
Does this mean I'm not going to get a blowjob tonight?
What?
Because you don't want to admit you're a groupie, right?
I'm not a groupie. I thought you were my BTR boo. That's different standards.
I am your BTR boo, and you're my BTR producer. We're on a strict monogamous boo producer relationship.
Where we do other people.
She calls you half of you half
at the same
name.
Time.
In the same bed.
Your
name
standards.
Is Boo. How about that? Huh? You laughed at my name and your name is Boo. Ain't that something, Vince?
That's just her little pet name for me.
Oh.
Different than Booby.
Oh. Alright, I know now.
Boo is a little more there's a little more gray area there. Booby, it sounds, when I see international, let's just put it this way, when I see your name on the thing in the chat room, say I haven't heard your voice, I just see your thing and I just like, who's International Booby too? I'm not expecting what I'm hearing on the phone.
Bad. Well, that's terrible.
Yeah.
No, but I was expecting like some exotic boobies.
I wanted to see two of them. Exactly.
tough, man. yeah, there's an international movie on the line today. I'll be honest. Yeah, there's an international movie. What's up? Like, oh, shit.
All right, thank you, Liberal American. Liberal American, checking out. Appreciate you coming through the program. Appreciate everybody coming and listening online. Blue Sky 69, guest 4, guest 6, International Booby 2, John Slim, Tracy. Tracy, you got to call in, baby. You can call in right now if you want. There's a minute to go. If not, call me next time, baby. I haven't heard you in a while. Yeah, I want to thank my on-air panel for the second hour. I guess, Booby, you kind of like, you were sort of the guest host in both hours. And then my producer, Amy, showed up. And, of course, our entertainment correspondent, your girl, Callie, was guest hosting with us here at the second hour. Yeah, good times as per usual, people. This is going to wrap it up for the broadcast. I'm going to play this tune here. If you folks on the line want to hold and meet me on the other side, please do so. As always, be safe, and I'll see you next time right here on Disorderly Conduct, 11 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And good night, folks. I keep forgetting to play that stuff at 70% volume. Because I was listening back to the podcast. I don't normally listen to the show. I haven't listened to the show playback at all, really. And I went on there today. Lady Slugga sent out something where, like, Rambo did this too, where they're like Rambo's like the number one ranked conservative talk show host on VTR. Like, if you go by most pop, if you go to, like, he found, I don't even know how they found it, but Lady Slugga did it too, where she typed music, and her show was like the top 20 in music, and like, I don't know how it's how the popularity is worked out exactly, because I haven't even been paying attention to what I've put my thing, genre I put it in. It's just been defaulted to news, because I think when you turn it on, when you log on, it just defaults to news unless you change it. So I left it on news. So I searched news to see if I popped up in the top whatever 20 in news. I was in the top 10 in news.
Wow.
Which made me kind of like, I was kind of like, well, what is this, dude? Maybe they have cookies, and they're like, oh, well, we know this guy is obviously looking for himself, so we're gonna put him in the results and make him think. Because, like, of course, what Rambo did is he went out and, like, said, look, I'm the number one. I don't know what criteria they're using, if they're using any at all, but I decided then that I was going to change the genre from news, because I don't think this is a news show. I talk about news. I try to talk about news. Doesn't really it ends up being about getting laid and sexual stuff, of course, and dirty shit, but I touch on news, but I don't think this is a news show. I don't know what it is, but it's not a news show. And I think ultimately it's got to be about comedy, because I think it's about making people laugh. So I think ultimately comedy that's a very broad thing, but so I'm going to try comedy and see how far I get in the comedy genre. Because I was looking at some of the people in the comedy genre, I don't know, I subscribed to a couple just to test out the waters, see what the competition's like out there. So we'll see. Oh, damn. They just showed an old archive photo of Ronald Reagan with a megaphone. I need that picture. You know I'm obsessed with megaphones, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of my videos?
Uh-uh.
Really? How do you know that I'm obsessed with megaphones then? Because of my picture?
No, because you said something like about it like a couple times before.
Oh my God! You got to see all my Megaforce videos. my alter ego Mega Dude. There's actually one. I did three episodes, I think, of that. It's on my YouTube. I'm pretty sure. And there's one that was never released. It was shot, but never that I still have to edit and put out there. The lost video, the lost episode of Megaforce. But, yeah, I love megaphones. They're great. And so, like, I do these, I did a website, Ning.com.
Mm-hmm.
I did a Ning.com site for Megaforce, and I put, and you know how you can put, you know, upload pictures to that. I put uploaded pictures to the main whatever Ning photo folder or whatever it is. So when the photo window is open on the main site, it just does a slideshow, and I just had only megaphone pictures. and pictures of famous people with megaphones. Like I had George Bush with a megaphone. I had all different. It might still be up. Let me see if it's still up. It was Megaforce Online. Megaforceonline.ning.com. Yeah, megaforceonline.ning.com.
That's great.
But Ning, I think Ning's a paid site now, though. I don't know if it even exists anymore because I think Ning is a paid site now. And I certainly am not paying for it. I wonder if they shut down my... Oh, no, it's still there. It's still there. Currently unavailable. What?
Is International Booby still there?
On the phone?
Yeah.
No, it's just me and you. They dropped off.
Oh, bummer.
Sorry. I know, you wanted us to tag team you. Not going to happen, sister. Not tonight.
Bummer.
Thank you, very nice.
That's right, Eugene. Oh, wow. Crazy, crazy stuff. So wild. So why are you so quiet?
I don't know.
What are you thinking about?
I'm just, like, really tired. I've not been sleeping good again lately, so...
Yeah, I hear that.
And I have to leave around 6 this morning, so... What time is it?
Right now it's what, 4:10 right now out there? Or 3:10?
Yeah, it's right, like 2 hours.
Thanks. Well, should I let you go so you can get to sleep?
I'll probably just lay there anyways and just stare at the ceiling.
Do you need me to tell you a bedtime story?
Well, I'm sitting in the laundry room right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Is the machine on? Wait till the washer starts going into the spin cycle and jump up there.
Well, like, it's freezing in the apartment, and, like, the only place that's warm is the laundry room because, like, the furnace is in here and everything. And I just come in here and shut the door, and that's how I stay warm. That's really sad.
Hey, it is what it is. You do what you got to do to survive. I don't blame you. I luckily retain heat very well. So, like, I'm usually okay. But but if it got cold enough, I would do the same. And I'm sure... What, Ohio? It's probably getting there. It's going to start snowing before you know it.
Mm-hmm. It is. Well, I'm just like that's what I was saying earlier in chat. Like, I can't get warm, like, at all because my blood count is low. Mm-hmm. And, like, that liberal American guy was saying that I needed iron. And I'm like, no, I don't need iron. I know what my problem is. I need blood. I said my blood count is low, dummy. So it's, like, physically impossible. Like, once I get really, really cold, I just cannot get warm. It sucks.
You know what it is? I'm the exact opposite. Seriously, I can't get cool. I swear to God,
I spend all day, like lately I've been having, I don't know if I've developed like hypertension or something, or I definitely don't exercise enough and I eat bad and I've gained a little bit of weight. So like I could see something happening, but this is just like obscene. Like I start sweating like crazy, just walking two blocks, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be like dripping in sweat. It's just weird.
We can just lay next to each other and like, cause like I literally feel like ice, and then
like beach seals.
I can cool you down, and then like I can absorb all your heat.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually, some of my past girlfriends have considered me to be like a human heater. Because I'm really big, I'm long, and I've got a bunch of hair all over me, and I retain heat. I'm like a human. I'm basically like Chewbacca.
Aww.
I'm like an oversized teddy bear, essentially.
Oh, well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with hair.
No, not at all. If you like hair, I'm your one-stop shop, pretty much.
I do. I've never had a problem with that. I don't know. A lot of girls do, but it doesn't bother me. I like a guy with a hairy chest and stuff and hairy arms or whatever. I mean, he's manly. I wouldn't want a guy with, like, a bear chest. That, to me, is weird.
It's kind of gay, I think, actually. Don't you think?
Gay or very, gay? Very metro.
Yeah, that's putting it nicely, is saying it's metro. like that guy, the guy, the situation.
Yeah.
He's all waxed.
Oh.
He went totally waxed, right? He's Italian,
yeah.
Right? Like, he should be like me. He should be, like, combing it like a beard. But instead, he's like baby oil, like baby flesh smooth, you know?
Yeah.
Like every other dude on TV out there, on MTV or whatever. I actually, when he was on Dancing with the Stars, I actually liked him. Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, he was actually, like, I never watched Jersey Shore, so I don't know what he's like. Really, all I know is I've heard of the situation, but never really saw the show to put the name with the face. Same with the Snooki. Like, probably it wasn't until she made some headline somewhere, finally, that I finally got to see the name with the face.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when I saw situation on that show, he seemed kind of cool and down to earth, actually. He didn't seem like arrogant at all. I thought he was going to be this arrogant, pompous douchebag, you know, fucking meathead. And
he really,
he is that, of course, obviously. But he also seemed like a genuine person. At least, like, he seemed like he was really trying to do the dancing and stuff, and like, maybe he just learned how to act. I don't know.
Maybe he's trying to impress his dance partner.
Well, obviously, like, it's, you know, he's trying to impress the producers and get a paycheck.
Right.
I wonder if these dancers make more money if they continue on. Or if they just all sign blanket contracts and that's it. Because, like, David Hasselhoff was in it for 1 week.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't get into Dancing with the Stars. Like
they bring these people back, though. Like, I think they've already brought David Hasselhoff back once already.
They bring these people, and they'll have like the mega ultra final show finale with the finals or whatever, and they'll bring everybody back for that. So it's going to be like it's going to be like Bristol basically was there the whole entire time because she's made it to the final four. She'll probably get, I say this every week, she's probably going to get knocked out, but she's probably going to get knocked out this week. But then she'll sit out 1 week, then it'll be down to the final two. That's the finale, and that's when they bring everybody back for the finale. So she'll do a dance then. So we'll just do 1 week without seeing her dance in her little tutu. She looks.
Oh no, but I can't stand Brandy's horse teeth. I swear, like her head.
She doesn't. No,
it's bigger.
Is it that bad? Yeah. I haven't. I've seen her on the show. Are you sure she hasn't got it corrected a little bit?
No, or, I don't know. The last time I saw her, it looked really bad.
Have you seen her on the show?
Yeah. My mom watches that show all the time.
Okay. Maybe I just haven't seen a good close-up of her on HD or something. I don't know. That's the thing is, like, if you watch this shit in HD now, this is a double-edged sword with this high-definition stuff, is all of a sudden, like, they have to do makeup even better now. Like, they have to work even harder to make the makeup look good because, like, the HD brings out details that weren't there before. Like, you can actually see, like, the makeup caked onto their skin. The detail is so good. You know, you see the fuzz, and where the fuzz and the makeup are like caked together. The detail is so amazing.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. Technology is a double-edged sword. I tell you, you got to be careful. You got to be protected. Use protection when you use technology.
Always.
Be safe. Only use it with a friend.
Yeah.
Or by yourself. You're secure. I don't know what's so funny.
Hmm?
I said, I don't know what's so funny.
You're funny.
No. No, you're funny.
You're good stuff.
You're gooder stuff.
I'm gooder stuff. I like that.
No. You are the goodest one.
The goodest one.
What is Katy Perry doing on my television? Oh, see? Here you go. Perfect example is Katy Perry commercial. Where she said she's got pimples on her face because of HD. You zoom in, you can see all the pimples. So they really need to use these products to really get away these pimples for real. Not cover it up, like actually treat the skin.
Mm-hmm.
See, I could pitch these shows. Proactive treats the skin. Get new and improved. Order now and get an extra bottle free for only $19.95.
Like how
they word these things? It's just like... I was at some concert. I was so high on drugs, I couldn't believe it, and I thought it was hilarious. It lasted for like 10 hours. It was just stupid, but... this guy was asking $1 for a dollar... two for two.
Oh my god.
He was going around like $1 for a dollar, two for two. Just fucking with me on that. Like, for a second, like, I stopped and I was just like, what?
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
One for a dollar, two for two. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's good stuff right there. Yeah. That's why you're number 7. You should be number 1.
That's right, folks. You're tuned to your number 1, the soon to be number 1 news source on Blog Talk Radio. It's truly Vince in the Bay. I think that thing's totally random.
The last time I got like really super high was with my brother, and it was around Christmas. It was in December, and I had to go buy a Christmas present for something. But it was a party. The women in my party, or the women in my high right now, I don't know. The women in my family have a party, and like it was that same day, and like there was like an hour until the party, and so we're like rushing to go to the store. We go to Target, and like we didn't even make it to like look for a present. Like we went down the toy aisle, like the one where like all the like cars and trucks and stuff are, that like you can push the buttons and they make noises. We were in that aisle for 2 hours.
Jeez.
And we were late for the party. And like, my mom was like, "Where were you?" And I'm like, it was just really crazy in the store. It was awful. So, yeah, I don't even know how we, like, spent 2 hours in the toy aisle playing with the trucks and cars and the noise.
This is what flip cams are for. Do you have video on your camera?
On my camera?
In your phone?
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Come on. You know what I mean. I say camera, I mean phone, obviously. Get with it. Fuck, you people are fucking imbeciles. I love that I can just cuss on this show and I don't have to worry about anything. I'm already blackballed. They already don't put me in the main fucking thing because I'm eternally explicitly rated. That's what they should have is that's what I want to see. I want to be the number 1 explicitly rated Blog Talk Radio host. Like,
yeah,
I've got to be number 1 at that.
Definitely, that's a title worth having.
Your underground BTR host. Rail against the mainstream BTR franchise. This is the real people. This is radio for the people. Only 12 of us, but yeah, we're the people nonetheless.
Everyone had to know, like, that we were high or something. Because, like, I mean, we were geeking so bad. We were laughing at everything, and it was bad.
Bad. Yeah, it's amazing what so much.
Yeah, because like
when you're high, it's just everything's funny.
Yeah, like my brother, like we get back, we're 2 hours late to the party, and like of course there's food there and everything, and like okay, so we come in like laughing like ridiculously idiotic, you know, and like I turn around and he's like in the corner with this whole plate of cookies, just like looking dazed and confused, just like pounding on one after the other. Like, oh my god, you're not obvious or anything.
Insanity.
Just put the whole entire tray of cookies in the corner. And just...
Oh, my God. This just in.
BBC reports that Facebook is expected to launch the Gmail killer. Oh my God.
What?
OM motherfucking G.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You want to see it? Are you? Oh, wait. Did we still have the chat up? Oh, we don't have the chat up. Dude, you know what? My computer does not like, because you do that stupid Messenger. You're the only person I know that does Messenger. You don't do Yahoo. You don't use Gmail. You don't do any of that stuff. You do.
I used to have Yahoo, and like, I don't even remember like what my like login or anything is or whatever.
Right, you need to get Gmail. Gmail's got the best, the built-in GChat. That's
well, I didn't even do Messenger until like a bunch of people that I knew were like, "Are you on MSN?" And I'm like, "No." And they're like, "Well, join, blah blah blah." And like, they made me. So
well,
I mean, I have
the,
like several
you know
friends
what?
On
forget
there.
Forget those losers and open up. Or do you have get Skype? Do you have Skype on your computer?
Yeah, I do have Skype, but I haven't joined it or whatever, but I mean,
you should join it and add me. Then we could do naughty stuff in the video chat. I've never done video chat. I don't even know if I can do video chat. I think you do video chat.
Yeah, you can. Because I have a friend that, like, the job that he does, he, like, travels a lot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses Skype or whatever to keep in touch with his friends and family that way or whatever. He actually asked me to, like, join Skype, and I said I would, but I haven't done it yet, so.
Oh, my God. I haven't looked at my phone. It's been, like, blowing up. Oh, dude. Getting all these Facebook messages. It's really rough being a pimp, you know?
I know.
Hustling. It's always the hustle.
Want me to let you go so you can get your pimp on?
I'm getting my pimp on with you right now. You're one of my hoes. You didn't know that?
Well, yeah, but like, I'm
you're my boo. You're my boo.
Other.
You're my number one hoe. My
ooh,
BTR boo.
Number one?
Yeah, you're my number one mega hoe.
You're my international booby.
My word.
That kills me. Why would he choose that?
That's his nickname, Booby.
Oh, like, how did he get that nickname?
Growing up, that was his name. You know what? He probably told me and I forgot. but it's his nickname. I mean, what do you want? It's Booby. I think one of my sisters, we used to call her Booby or something too when she was young. If it wasn't Booby, it was something very similar. And at a certain point where I was like, what are we doing? We're calling the kid an ass, basically. We should just stop this. Let's stop this now. We like made a conscious effort to stop and just call her by her real name.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So there you
have it. How do you know him?
Know who?
Booby.
Oh. Because I was on Kala's show. Oh, I wasn't on it this time. I've been on it, but I wasn't on it this time. I was just over there listening to it in the chat room.
And that dude was, both those guys, Constantine and Booby, were both over there. And they were trying to chime in with Kala. And, like, Kala, like, gave Booby, like, I don't know, 20 seconds to say something and, like, never let him respond to anything else and muted him and kind of forgot about him. And basically the same with Constantine. Constantine, he tried to put Constantine on the air, and he wouldn't, for some reason, he wasn't able to hear him, which happened to me when I had Constantine on first, too. So he just said, all right, fuck you, Constantine. And Constantine, like, called back in, and like, they were both in the chat room saying, hey, we still want to talk for, like, 20 minutes. They were trying to get in. And Kala, I guess, just wasn't even looking at the chat, just had was totally oblivious. And they were so pissed. So I put, like, right when his show ended, I put in their chat room, I was like, hey, come over to my show. So both those dudes who felt like they had blue-balled from Kala's show decided to come over to my show, and I was just like, they both were the first two people that called. And I was just like, all right, go for it. The floor is yours, boys. Oh, Ronald Reagan with a megaphone. That's so awesome. They're running some Ronald Reagan documentary on Fox News right now. Go figure, huh? Although I was talking about Reagan tonight. I liked Reagan when I was a kid. I thought he was great. Like, I couldn't vote when he was in office, but I can remember vividly the election, him versus Carter, as a kid, and I was rooting for Ronald Reagan because he had black hair. He had dark hair like me. I was like, he's like me. He's got dark hair. He should win. Little did I know, he was older than Jimmy Carter, and just had his hair dyed black. I didn't know anything. I was just like, whatever. Plus, he was California.
Oh, that's
he's from California.
Cute, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he should win. He's like me.
Yeah. He's got dark hair like me. He should win. Yep.
Your hair is, like, really, really dark.
My hair?
Uh-huh.
It's, like, dark. You've seen my pictures.
Yeah.
Right? On Facebook, you can tell what my hair looks like. It's, like, dark brown hair. I'm not saying he had the exact same hue as my hair. He just had dark hair like I had dark hair. Compared to Jimmy Carter, who was, like, white at that point, like all presidents are. But yeah. I would have voted for Reagan if I could vote. I was only, I don't want to say how old I was, and I'll be dating myself. Well, somebody's got to date myself. Yeah, I'm going to date myself later tonight. What's
so
that?
Why?
Yeah.
Why aren't you dating anybody right now?
Good question. I don't know. I'm waiting for you to sweep me off my feet. I thought I sent the plane to come get you and then literally come back and sweep me off my feet.
It didn't show up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. There's some sort of hang up. I'll have to look into it. I'll get my guy to look into that.
Thank you, very nice.
You're a closer, we could take it.
What?
I said, if you were closer, we could kick it.
Oh, absolutely. There was a chance I was going to be somewhat closer. Actually, my mom and my sister are both in Wisconsin right now, in Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a potential that I might go out there with them. I really, I don't have much time
for
my sister.
I have a cousin in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't really been there. I mean, I've been through there once a long time ago, and I don't even remember. I remember getting some cheese at some point, but that was, you know, about it. I don't know. Part of me wants to just, like, take a road trip. Huh?
Take off.
Yeah, just.
Me too.
Like, either just jump in a car and drive, or
mm-hmm.
or fly across country and rent a car and just drive all the way back and figure it out on the way, you know.
Let's both hop in a car and we'll start driving and we can meet in the middle.
Okay. That'd be like what, like Salt Lake City or something?
Something like that, yeah.
We can party party with some Mormons. Are they allowed to party? I don't even know. Can they drink?
I don't know. The only thing I know from what I've gathered or whatever, they have their own parties within their Mormon communities. So that if they can meet potential, like, mates or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could go crash one of those. Go crash one of those parties.
That would be fun. That would be something cool, a videotape.
Yeah.
Thank you, very nice.
We can corrupt all the Mormons.
Yeah. We'll get them drunk and we'll shoot porn videos with them and totally blackmail them.
Totally.
All right, cool. I'll see you there. Can't wait. That's going to be awesome.
See you there.
Oh, I called into your friend Conservative TNT show last night.
Did you?
Yeah. We chopped it up in there for a while, for like, I don't know, 20 minutes maybe.
That's cool.
Yeah, we talked about you.
Nuh-uh.
And how you're two-timing us.
You're cheating on me with him. No, we did not. You so did not say that.
I don't know. We talked about, like, fucking politics bullshit. With Barack Obama stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. When I'm on with somebody who's a conservative, I tend to like attack them on, not as if I was a liberal, but maybe in a way that makes them think that I'm a liberal, maybe. In the same way, when I'm around liberals and I attack them, they think I'm a conservative. I'm not either. I'm just like, I have certain viewpoints that probably align with conservatives and certain viewpoints that can align with liberals and a lot of viewpoints that don't align with either.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck them.
You're in a category like, all of your own, Vince.
Like CeeLo, fuck you.
know, this, there's my friend, a friend of a friend of mine has a band, and they had a song called "The New Fuck You,"
mm-hmm.
and it came, they came out with it like a year before CeeLo came out with "Fuck You." How's that possible that the new "Fuck You" comes out before "Fuck You"?
I don't know.
It's like new Coke comes out first, and then regular Coke comes out. I mean, any Coke that comes out first would be new, right? So the new Coke would actually be new Coke.
Mm.
Wow, it's making my brain hurt.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
what? That's why you broke up there, what?
I'm conservative with, like, most of my views and everything or whatever, and I vote conservative, but, like, I just think government sucks altogether. So,
yeah, yeah, it's at best a necessary evil.
Mhm. Nobody is ever going to convince me otherwise. But like, government is for government; they're for themselves, and to better their career in a political career, and that's what it's all about. It's not about the people. It's not about making things better. I mean, they better start trying to make stuff better, but am I going to trust them even if the economy does pick up and whatever? No, I'm not. But, I mean, I'm going to vote conservatively, and I'd rather have, you know, more Republicans than Democrats in office, but I do think that there needs to be both to balance it out. But I mean,
yeah, exactly. I think what we're going to have right now is the best thing possible. It's total gridlock because it's mm-hmm. split. You got that the House is Republican, the Senate is barely Democrat, and they got the presidency. So it's just going to be total gridlock. Because, the Republicans can pass all this stuff in the House, and they can just sit there and die in the Senate, which things do anyways, no matter what, half the time or most of the time. And so nothing's going to get done. The only thing that people are worried about is like the operating budget every year, and that in relation to the ceiling that they place on the federal debt, they put this quote unquote ceiling that they put on the debt, saying like, okay, we can't have any more debt going over this amount, and if there is, you know, we just have to like shut things down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little bit of a threat of that if the Republicans don't cooperate on that. But, they'll bluff like they always do, and then they'll go along with everybody else. Just like they did with that banker bailout thing, the TARP program. You know, everybody in the country was against that bill. Everybody,
yeah.
except for the whatever 500 people that make up the Congress.
Yeah.
Like literally all the people. Like I was watching C-SPAN, and everybody that interviewed all the Congress people were saying like, it's without a doubt like 30-1, 50-1. Some of these guys said 100-1 calls and emails to their offices saying, do not vote yes on this bill. Vote no.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody admitted to it openly. And it's like, okay,
there's a pretty strong message, like the people are saying, right, don't do this.
Right.
You know, and it, there was sort of like, it seemed like ultimate sentiment around was that, like, don't do this. Fuck these guys. Let them, you know, they gambled. They should pay for what happened. And these people went against the people as well. And I was just like, that's not right. You know? Are you there? Are you there? Oh, Amy, I lost you. God damn it. Well, there you go. My producer, Amy, just bailed on me.
Thank you. Very nice.
No, thank you, Eugene. It's been great. Thank you for tuning in. This is your friend and compatriot, your compadre, partner in crime, Vince in the Bay, signing off from another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Thank you and good night.
Thank you. Very nice.